bank, show him the problem.
I found out what was stinking up the shower.
And don't babble endlessly with the man. He's paid by the hour, you know.
Just whining, you know.
Just more plumbing to be maintained, isn't it?
Ah, yes, indoor plumbing, the luxuries of indoor plumbing, and the sanitation of indoor plumbing. It's a concept you don't take top of mind, because here in America, you take indoor plumbing pretty much for granted.
You do. We're very lucky, but boy, when you don't have it, you'll know.
Oh, mercy. Hey, before we get back to the plumbing topic, I want to just do a shout-out here. I'm a little self-conscious about it, but I want y'all to know that Rosie on the House has opened a remodeling company. If you're in the Maricopa County area, you're interested in getting a remodeling project done, we're doing this on a very select basis, and we're doing it primarily so that I can get re-engaged with hands-on contact with all of the new things that are out there on the market. So if you're contemplating a remodel, give the office a call, 480-998-6961. We're taking it on a very limited basis. We're going to stay a very small company. We're not going to grow up and be the big companies. If y'all need a big company, they're there. They're on the referral network. We've got plenty of people we can refer you to. But we like the tricky jobs. We like the leading edge jobs. We like the jobs where maybe you've tried to fix something two or three times in your house with other contractors and it never really got fixed. Those are the ones we really, really like, because our remodeling company becomes our research and development arm for all the topics we cover here at Rosie on the House. So.
Oh. That's why you like it.
That's why I like it.
I thought you billed by the hour.
No, the billing by the hour part. No, that's plumbers. Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing joining us here, so you, the Arizona homeowners, can call in and ask questions about plumbing, and we are loaded. So let's get to the calls as quick as we can. Let's welcome Tracy into the conversation, who's calling from Tonopah. Good morning, Tracy. Let me introduce you to my friend Chris. How can we help you?
Good morning to both of you. We have a home out in Tonopah on 4 acres. It's a manufactured home. It's on a well, and we also have a septic. And I'm wondering if there's any benefit for us to run the wash water from our washing machine out to my 40-by-40-foot vegetable garden.
Well, I think in Tonopah you can do anything you want, don't you? next question. Any young children with cotton diapers?
No, just the two of us.
Just the two of you, and y'all be on the diaper stage. You know, there are some very tricky regulations. This is what we call gray water, okay? It's dirty water. It's not water you'd want to drink, but it isn't water that has to be routed to your septic system to be broken down with solid waste in it. You know, actually, in Tucson, Pima County, every new house has to be plumbed with a gray water system, and I think that's an excellent idea.
It is, but you definitely should check with your own municipality to see what the local codes are for that.
And I'm sure for Tracy, it would be Maricopa County. I don't think Tonopah's incorporated.
I don't know if Tonopah has its own building department or not, but check with the Maricopa County Building Department, Tracy, about the regulations for that. I'm thinking you probably can, and I'm thinking that probably is going to take a little research as to what soap you're going to use as well.
Right. Would it be of any benefit for my septic tank? And then additionally, should I have that septic pumped every, you were talking about earlier, every couple of years?
How long have you been in the house, Tracy?
December of 2011.
Okay. And do you know when the home was placed on the property?
2005.
2005. Okay. And how many bathrooms is the modular home?
It's a two-bath.
Two-bath. You're probably in the 1,000 to 1,500-gallon size tank. Do you happen to know how big your tank is?
I believe it's 1,000.
1,000? Okay, 1,000-gallon tank with two people living in the house. You probably wouldn't have to do anything any more often than about every 5 to 7 years. And when you do, call A American Septic. You can probably call them and visit with them about the age of the septic, the size of the septic, how y'all are using it, and they'd be able to coach you through exactly how often to get out there and clean it up. And you think plumbers have it bad.
How do you know when it's capped? When the septic system, I mean, it
lets you know.
How? Does it come back into the house? Does it flood the lawn? Does it?
It depends what's stopped up. It depends if it's the leach field that's gone bad and now all of it's percolating to the surface, or if in fact the septic tank is backed up.
We had a sunken tub and it would always show up there.
That's a great
early warning indicator.
That's the early warning indicator.
Yeah. The sunken tub.
But you don't want to do it any more than you have to, because what I do remember when we had to have it done often is it takes a while. It has more odor when you first pump it because it's getting going again.
Stirring the hornet's nest.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't just do it for out of habit. Do it when it needs it.
I think people in today's show are finding out way too much about Rosie's septic system. Yeah. And it should have blown up years ago with as many people as we have through the house. Shall we go to Carl with a second home in beautiful Happy Jack, Arizona?
That's A American Septic, Tracy. A American Septic. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question on a water softener on well water. Is there a special one for that, or can you use the regular salt water softeners?
That's what we have, and we're on a well.
Okay. Yeah, I would just recommend that you make sure you have that water tested. When you start getting into well water, there can be a lot of problems. So make sure you test if everything's good. You bet you can certainly put a softener on.
Okay. Yeah, the water company up there does send us, I believe it's yearly test results.
Oh, if you're on a well that's owned by a commercial water distribution company, yeah, it's being tested, and you will certainly be able to put a water softener on there with no problems at all.
Okay, great. All right. And that's for I've got a tankless water heater up there. And right now I've got one of the saltless water softeners, and I'm definitely not happy with that, so kind of wasted money on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking just the regular salt one, because we recently bought a new home in the valley and had one put in, and we're real happy with that. I was wondering if it would be the same with well water.
It could be, but again, it takes a little testing. But the fact that it's a commercially supplied well through a water distribution company, they're regulated, and they're having to guarantee delivery of a certain caliber of water. Carl, I want you to stay tuned, because next Saturday, all Saturday, all show, we're talking about water softeners. And a big part of that show is going to be dispelling the advertising myths you hear and all the bad information that's involved in that particular industry. Right now, I want to talk to y'all about one of my favorite parts of the whole show. Quit talking about Rosie's septic tank, and let's talk about Arizona staycation, okay? Can we get above ground level here? This is something we started years ago as the recession kind of hit the state of Arizona. It came to us through the folks at Local First Arizona that, if we could just get Arizona residents spending their money in Arizona, we could pull out of this. The multiplying effect of you spending your money locally is huge. Huge. So we started this Arizona staycation. We got with our friends at Arizona Highways. We got with our friends at Sanderson Ford and said, look, let's promote this idea of staycation. You can register for it at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And here's the way it works. We're going to pull a name. You go register. We're going to pull one name. We're going to get a hold of you, and we're going to talk to you about where do you want to go inside Arizona. You're going to be able to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out any car they have in the demo lot. That's a lot that's usually filled with 30 or 40 cars. We've had people take the F-150 Platinums. We've had them take the Edges. We actually have a veteran down from Tucson, Ruben, that you're currently setting up a trip. He's going to go pick up, I think he wants, actually he wants one of the Lincolns, doesn't he?
Yeah, we'll see.
He wants the MKX. We're trying to make that arrangement for him, right?
And it's his 49th anniversary.
49th.
Great guy.
And we're gonna send him up to Kingman on the train to the canyon.
That's right.
And that's all things he wanted to do. You get the vacation you want. where you want it and when you want it. Now, that's only available at rosieonthehouse.com, trying to encourage all of you Arizona homeowners to get out and enjoy the great state. Listen to Rosie on the House so your home's properly maintained and taken care of, and then get out of Dodge and go see how great a state we have. If you haven't picked up the June edition of Arizona Highways, you've got to get out and go try and find it. It is the summer hiking guide of 2013. It's 10 of the favorite places to hit the trail. The only reason I almost didn't talk about this is because a couple of those trails are some of my favorite trails, and the reason I like them so much is I usually don't bump into a lot of people.
Yeah, when I read something in there that I consider my honey hole, I'm always like, oh,
how'd they find that?
Oh, I thought I was the only one that knew.
All right. Here's another magazine you might want to get a hold of. It's also the June edition. It's Phoenix Magazine. The whole edition is summer getaways, and there's 41 escapes, and most of them are in Arizona. There's a couple of the old standbys as well, Durango, Telluride, Del Coronado in San Diego. But most of them are in Arizona. And I tell you what, there's another book that I really like. Romy, it's that Experience Arizona magazine that Big Media publishes. And they publish it every year. And it has hundreds and hundreds of ideas. To me, those are collector books. I have every one they've ever published. ExperienceArizona.com.
I'll have to check that one out.
It is a great one. So get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Register for your staycation. We're going to let you pick where to go, when to go, and how you want to get there. That's brought to you by our friends at Arizona Highways and our good, good friends at Sanderson Ford. We appreciate them sponsoring.
And you know what? I need to find out if that includes a Tom car. I don't know if that's in their test drive lot because we could get a staycation winner to drive an extra Tom car up to Bison Ranch because they'll be there anyway.
Romy, this announcement is too big to cover in this short of time.
Okay.
Folks, this is the one event we're asked about more than any other thing that we do throughout the whole state. Over the whole 25 years we've been, this is the one event we're asked about more than any. First thing when we get back.